From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Crackle. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Laughing at shadows that are chained to a wall, defined by the sunlight that burns ever cold. The captain says, "Can I help you, my friend? I can see through your clever disguise. Come see my ship, you might take a short ride on a sea filled with losses and lies. Redemption may be closer at hand than you might imagine or might understand. Rigging for battle as the smoke fills the air. Loading the cannons as the sail says, can I help you, my friend? I can see through your clever disguise. Come see my ship, you might take a short ride on a sea filled with losses and lies. Redemption may be miles away in some desperate ocean or small hidden bay. The shadows, and he calls for a truce, but it's only a waking dream in some larger truth. The captain says, can I help you, my friend? I can see through your clever disguise. Come see my ship, you might take a short ride on a sea filled with losses and lies. Redemption may be evasive and lost beyond understanding at Faustian cost.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Becky Alfrey. Now in our 17th broadcast season, tonight is Red Barn Radio's 620th live concert performance. Yes. We are pleased to present a program of great live music with our featured guest artist, Grackhole. The band has evolved from a recording project to a three-piece band and now a six-piece band. Grackhole creates a style of music that is somewhat outside the mainstream, though might be described as piano-driven indie rock. Please welcome Grackhole to the Red Barn stage.
And forget what you see. Thoughtlessly go through the motions, holding a cloth filled with ice to your head. You're trying to numb the emotion. Keeps running away, fleeing, but nobody's chasing. What might you find when your road meets the sea? That your spirit is visibly wasting. Hold on to something, for comfort is fleeting, pulling you down with the weight of believing. You're lost in a fog that encumbers your mind. Must there always be blame when there's pain? Why can't our fate remain faceless? Looking for meanings like looking at clouds, shifting their shape while we're blinking. Hold on to something, for comfort is fleeting. Gentle reminders keep calling. I don't believe that we ever forget. We simply get better at living. Wrapping around us, the comfort is flowing, holding us up in a warmth that is growing. Fearing the haze that encumbers our minds, we fall into each other's arms. We fall into each other's arms. We fall into each other's arms. arms.
Thank you.
Wow. Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, with Rockwell. Brad?
All right, thanks, Becky. Wonderful to have you all here with us.
Great to be here. Thanks, Brad.
Music is so rich, so colorful. Love to hear you reflect, Steve, on your sort of earliest exposure to music and maybe retrace the steps that brought you here.
I was 12 years old. I'd been kind of like a lot of kids that age. I'd been sort of growing up around my parents' music. Something kind of shifted for me, and I started to gravitate towards my own taste. And I remember when I was 12, I bought my first vinyl record. And it was an album called Left Overture by the band Kansas. And that particular album, it was important to me because I think it just pushed all of these different sort of buttons and boundaries. It didn't put music in a particular box. It said that you didn't have to go from A to B. You could go from A to B, but sometimes you have to go through Z to get there. And I think that album was really important to me early on and just kind of said to me, if you're going to get into writing and playing, you don't have to do it by the numbers.
Yeah, cool.
In the morning, as she puts herself together, from the fragments on the floor, like a puzzle with the outer pieces missing.
I guess that was the time, pretty close to the time, when Boston came out with their album too, you know? So it was this massive electronic orchestral wall of rock that was so different from things that had happened before. Yeah, and that lead vocalist for Kansas, I can't remember what his name was.
Steve Walsh.
Amazing singer. Just like with Boston, right?
Exactly.
That incredible voice of that guy. What was it that you would call your parents' music?
Oh, they loved Paul Anka. They were big fans of Paul Anka, and they loved Barbra Streisand and Helen Reddy and some of that like kind of late 60s soft pop.
Carpenters?
Yeah, maybe. They loved the Carpenters.
Yeah,
and
who would not? Who cannot?
Exactly. They also gave me, you know, they gave me the gift of exposing me to music, but they also gave me piano lessons.
Oh, good, okay.
And so I was kind of inundated in that instrument from a very young age.
From 12?
Actually, I think I started when I was 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Steve and Joanna Katsakis, and they sing together. Joanna is the vocalist behind Steve's voice here.
I'll wait for the dream to run its course, but strangely, I am not asleep, awoken from a hazy bit of mist, uncertain what is coming next. I am fighting with the window to open wide, suffocating on the dust of the day. We are living in the suburbs of Babylon. I don't think that I can understand what you say. Disguise while you are devils in the sun. They are rotting from the inside out. We see clearer than an antique glass. I am fighting with the window to open wide, suffocating on the dust of the day. We are living in the suburbs of Babylon. I don't think that I can understand what you say. A simpler song, misguided and wrong. The days are so long. Been digging, they've been dancing on the sun. I'm very old that I had lain to rest. Unplug me from the noise at night. I am fighting with the window to open wide, suffocating on the dust of the day. We are living in the suburbs of Babylon. I don't think that I can understand what you say. I am fighting with the window to open wide, suffocating on the dust of the day. We are living in the suburbs of Babylon. I don't think that I can understand what you say.
So you and Jeff started playing together. Jeff, your drummer.
Yeah,
here.
Jeff Guard here.
Jeff Guard, right?
So Jeff's one of the first musicians I met when I moved to Louisville from Florida. I've known Jeff pretty much since I got here, and Jeff and I played in a band before. That was a lot of fun. When it came time for recording some songs that I had in the hopper, I called him up and said, "Hey, you want to do some recording?" And he said, "Sure." And we got going with it, and kind of liked the direction it was going. We're like, "Well, how do we play this out? Just like keyboards and drums?" He's like, "We got a bass player." And so we started sort of looking for a bass player, and it was exactly the time when we were looking, maybe to the week or to the month, it was really close, that Steve Dietrich kind of wanted to get back into playing music. He'd kind of stepped out a bit. So we were looking for him at almost the same time he was looking for something like we had. And so I think it was sort of meant to be.
What was it that brought you from Florida to Louisville?
I took a job. I work at Spalding University, and I teach psychology there. And I was ready for a change, and Joanna and I have, at the time, we had some pretty young kids. They're grown up a bit now.
So the two of you met in Florida?
Well, we met musically. We met in college. We were in Nashville together and met in college. And she'd been in the choir. She was a choir person. And I was in the jazz band. I was meeting exactly zero women in the college jazz band. So I decided to join the choir, which I'd never done before, and met her in the choir. So that's where we kind of got connected.
Oh, Joanna is shaking her head. No, I do not remember any of this. No.
I could be making the whole thing up because it's a sweet sounding story, but it is
it's
the truth.
It's a very nice sounding story. Joanna, what's your version of the story of how you two met?
October 15th, 1988.
Oh, okay. A lot more specific.
A little bit. Yeah. It was the day after my birthday. So I tease him. I had just turned 18. So he waited until I was legal, and we never dated anybody else.
You've just told us how old you are, you know.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't mind.
Simple math.
You know
does
what?
That.
I'll say eights. This. You know, I would rather be, 48 and still flying around the sun than not. Uh-huh. So I'll own it. It's fine.
Yeah, talk about your musical background.
I was always in the choir. From the time I was little, I would hang around the church choir. My mom, both my parents sang in the choir, and then
what kind of church?
It was a Presbyterian church back then.
Okay, so they do some good heavy church music.
Oh, yeah, solid, whatever.
Not gospel.
No.
Hymnal.
Exactly,
stuff.
Good right. old traditional stuff.
Right.
And then I guess when I got to college, I tried out for the choir, because I'm always going to sing. I was supposed to date a fraternity brother of his who got my phone number wrong, and Steve thought that was perfect. So he and I started dating instead, and actually he quit the choir about 2 weeks later, and
why wouldn't I?
Well, your purpose was fulfilled, right? I don't remember when you and I started playing together. I think you had some stuff in when we moved to Arkansas that you wanted to play out, and we would just kind of sing together a little bit, at open mic nights and whatever. We moved to Florida. I was fired from a band or two of his.
That was awkward.
Yeah, no, certainly, right.
Given to me all the things that I see. Let me be one with the world all around me, opened and free. And you know that the falling of autumn must grow. And you sigh as you think of young winter's cold whip can crack like a gun. I long for your sky, though I'm not the first one to try. Ride to the sun, I'm like Icarus flying, defying of Daedalus. And you know. Thank you. sound of the wind through the trees, bringing a chill, for which nature is more than a battle of will. And you know,
talking about Left Overture. And I just got to reflecting upon, you know, how big that album was for me. You know, it's like that Carry On My Wayward Son, you know, and starting off with those amazing a cappella vocals, starting off the song. For that song, I have to say, what locked down the song for me was the guitar lick. You all sort of boast about the absence of guitar in your music.
Well, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. We've had so many guitar players play with us.
Really?
Yeah. Just some different folks come in, and it hasn't clicked. And so, rather than, you know, say that we've been rejected by 19 different guitar players, we want to be, you know, guitarless.
Yeah,
that's it. We want to be guitarless. And it actually, I think it's been great because if we had a guitar player, it would change the sound of the band. And I don't think we would have had the opportunity to find the fantastic string players in Myra and Kay that we have also. So
Myra and Kay are both over there, and you all have been speaking volumes with the great stuff you're playing over there.
As a trio, we were still looking to round out our sound a little bit, and I came across a classified ad, and the classified ad grabbed my attention initially. And it said, violin, flute, saxophone. I think that's all you listed. You play about 19 other things, but those are the ones.
Okay, and that was Myra.
That's Myra.
Yeah.
I contacted really quickly the number, the email. She wrote right back, and we got together within a week. And I got to hear her play, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you are fantastic. Like, do you want to keep trying this? And she said yes. Just kind of jammed around, and she just had this this wonderful approach to the instruments, and she plays all the different instruments, and it just really was great.
Memories of falling snow, despite the fact that we all know the sky's indifference to the watchers far below. Coincidence and guiding hands are similar to unmade plans and puppet strings and fate enacts a randomness.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Crackle, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Crackle after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.